Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Can you take us through the play call on the 4th-and-3 that led to the first touchdown yesterday?
Yeah, I think there was kind of no decision on what we were kind of going to get to into that in that play call. Obviously had to use a timeout the play before, but we knew what we were going to get to. There was no hesitation. We talked about it the night before. Kind of had a feel of what coverage we were going to get to. You know, coach was going to be aggressive, and so no one blinked, and just really good operation by our guys. Great execution. Khalil and Mac did a great job on the play of being able to set a natural rub and, you know, nice pitch and catch.
Josh Allen records under 20 pass attempts yesterday. Your running game really asserting itself. What does it say about your team to be able to win in different ways this early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it was really complimentary football yesterday, especially in the second half. You know, we didn't have to really throw the football at all, right? When we get some points on defense, and you know, they're helping us a lot. But yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, throughout the season, just finding different ways to win. You know, whether it's, hey, maintaining the, you know, being able to, you know, win up front, rushing the football, and there's going to come time and place when we're going to have to throw the ball 50 times. It's about us just being willing to be able to adjust to how the game's being played and being able to dictate the terms also, and know that, hey, we can win any way that we need to. And so, you know, watching a guy like Josh and, you know, just loving life no matter whether he's throwing it 10 times, whether he's throwing it 50 times, but just how he was out there having a lot of fun, you know, and taking what the defense was giving him and leading out there, not having to do everything, was a lot of fun to see.
James Cook was an integral part of the team's success heading into the second half of the season. You know, just care to talk about the importance of Cook's maturation that you see going forward in these two games.
Yeah. You know, he's really confident. You know, he understands the, you know, I think it was really important to see him, you know, continue to evolve last year and understand that, you know, understand blocking schemes and how old linemen are going to approach blocks and how he can set it up and not just, you know, just doing what he's kind of been able to do his whole life or just kind of get the ball in his hands and good things happen. And now, you know, just being that veteran presence now and understanding what we're trying to get and why we're trying to run this play, how we're trying to attack it. His patience, his understanding, and, you know, he's playing confidently. And as you guys know, whenever guys are playing confidently, good things are going to happen. And, you know, we have all the confidence and faith in Jimbo to, you know, in any role. And, you know, last night he made, you know, he had those opportunities and made the most of them.
Absolutely, man. And you know, here it is, week two, you guys are continuing to, you know, pile up those chunk plays, two which led to scores. You're rather consistent, you know, inside the red going 2-for-2. How dangerously important is red zone efficiency, especially with the weapons that you have on display?
Yeah, no, I think every week you want to be able to the game of football, right? Most games, I know last night might not have played that way, but most games are one score games. And a lot of that comes down to, you know, scoring touchdowns in the red zone as opposed to field goals. And, you know, you go back to the week one, you know, we had a touchdown taken away for a field goal, you know, and that stuff can't happen. And so, you know, anytime that we get in there, it's so important to score touchdowns. A, it helps make the opposing team one dimensional and making them having to chase points. Cause sometimes you kick a field goal and the defense comes off the field of feeling good. No matter, you could have had a 98 yard drive, you kick a field goal and they're like, hey, good job. So I think when you find a way to get, you know, get seven as opposed to three, you're feeling a lot better and it's making life a lot easier for our defense.
Absolutely. Speaking of, you know, making life a lot easier, you witnessed Bills Mafia last year after clinching the division, you know, down there. What was your reaction the second time in Miami last night?
Yeah, no, it's incredible seeing the turnout. I'm originally from South Florida, and so just seeing how many blue is in the crowd, how much blue was in the crowd last night, man, it's a lot of fun, and you hear it. You know, I didn't take a second to kind of take it all in until the end, but it's a lot of fun. It's Bills Mafia. They're whether they're at elbow room earlier and then they found a way to get to the stadium later, man, it's kind of what makes them special. And I'm fortunate to be a part of it.
What have you made of Josh's decision making over the first couple of games?
I've been pleased with his decisions. You know, I've been pleased with his footwork, been pleased with his understanding of, you know, the scheme and what we're trying to get done with it. And he's doing a really good job with it. He's playing confident, and anytime that stuff's kind of going hand in hand, good things are going to happen. And, you know, fortunately we didn't have to do much in the second half, you know, with, like I said, with what our defense was able to do and the lead we were able to get, you know, that we didn't ask him to have to do much in that situation. But from a decision standpoint, I like where he's been at so far.
How much does him being able to kind of win pre-snap and see different things before the snap impacts, you know, his decision-making afterwards?
Yeah, I think anytime that I can help him, you know, makes, you know, try to make life a little easier with him, whether it's a, you know, hey, whether it's a formation indicator, an alignment bias, you know, a defensive player, you know, or just changing sometime, whether it's motion or shift. But, you know, even when I don't, sometimes, you know, he'll even prefer to just, hey, let me just get stationary and I'll be able to kind of handle it from there. And so, you know, when you get a guy like Josh that continues to evolve year to year, his knowledge of defense and seeing defenses, there's a lot of times I'm up in the box and, you know, I might see it one way and I'm like, how the heck did he see that? You know, but he's just got so much time on task with it and being able to recognize something from pre-snap to then being able to pull the trigger for post-snap, man, it's a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, when he's playing at a high level, good things happen.
The tackle trap play has been a staple of the running game for, you know, over a year now. Could you just comment on the athleticism of Deion and Spencer? And then the your ability to run it from different looks so that it isn't obvious that it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, anytime it's a naturally, right? You know, it's a concept that a lot of teams don't do, not because maybe knowledge, but they might not have the tackles that can do it. And we are fortunate to have Deion and Spencer and those guys being able to kind of work through that. And you know, credit to Chrome and the guys being able to be, you know, to be able to adjust and say, hey, you know, we have these type of offense alignment, let's run these type of schemes, right? And not just be, it is what we've always done, so we're just going to do it. But yeah, I mean, I think whether it's a pass play or run play, how many different ways can you make it look something to the defense, but we're just running the same thing over and over, or we're trying to make it look like we're running something and give a different look with it. So, that's what we spend most of the time, you know, throughout the week is, hey, we know we want to run this scheme or this scheme. How can we make it look like something else to our defense to maybe hide it for a second? You know, so that's what we kind of spend all week kind of trying to go through.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.